As more employers are scrambling to fill open positions, a growing group is turning to teens to take the jobs. That has led to a 12-month average for teen unemployment dropping to 13.9%, the lowest year-round average since 2001. So how dramatic is the change, and what difference is it really making? With me to talk about that is Eric Morath, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Eric, are we in a position that when employment is difficult for teens to find, it's a cyclical thing, or is something else going on there?
Well, employment for teens has been falling for a couple of decades. And what we noticed is that in the past couple of years, that trend has started to turn, that the share of teens that are working has edged up from 25% to a little over 30%. And I think that is largely a cyclical nature of this recovery, that we've gotten far enough into this economic expansion that there's a shortage of adult workers in many industries. And in some cases, employers are now turning to teens to fill those jobs.
Well, and that begs the question, of course, what kind of jobs they are. I think we think of teens as doing a lot of things related to restaurants. Is there something going on even with tech now, though, because so many teens are ahead of the curve on that?
Sure. Well, you're absolutely right. Restaurants remain and have for a long time been the largest employer of teens. But we're finding out that teens are working in a lot of other fields, including higher tech fields, than they were in the past. Certainly things related to data and computer technology has expanded. We talked to a teen and featured a teen in the article in the Wall Street Journal that's working on installing instrument panels in airplanes, believe it or not. And also the healthcare industry, that's an area where there's a high number of job openings, and you know, some healthcare facilities, particularly like residential care facilities, are looking to teens to fill some of those gaps. They say if a teen can go through the training and meet the same sort of rigorous safety standards, just because of their age should not disqualify them from taking an important job in those types of facilities.
And are these industries, are these companies doing a lot of outreach for that? Are they making it clear that, hey, teens, if you're interested and we can train you a little bit, we're interested in you?
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, that's definitely the case. An interesting example we came across was in South Carolina. There's a Michelin tire plant there. And in the past, there's kind of been a, let's have the, you know, kids that are in the tech education kind of come by, maybe visit the plant or have an engineer come by and talk to them. And the message sort of was like, we're here, you go to college or you go get, you know, technical training and then come back to us in a couple of years. That's totally changed. They actually brought the Michelin man to these schools and had, you know, kind of like a signing ceremony like you sometimes see for basketball players. and they're saying that, you know, they're going to apply the teens' technical education in high school so that they can meet the experience requirements to allow them, you know, to do some work after school or during the summer and start taking these positions, and then would allow them to move right into these jobs and maybe work these jobs, you know, while they're getting additional training.
Well, I wonder, too, as we've seen the scope of higher education change so dramatically, and there turns from research institutions to maybe more vocational sorts of things. Could we see a possibility of this, that if the teen job market gets better, we may see teens making different choices with education or maybe putting off higher education for a while because they're actually learning so much on the job?
Right. That's an interesting question, and one that, you know, economists are certainly debating. That, you know, it was a time, certainly in the 90s, 2000s, where the clear message was, you got to go to school, you got to go get a college degree, that's your best outcome. And the data still backs that up. The unemployment rate for college-educated people is lower, their salaries are higher, but there's some questions if that's the right choice for everybody. You know, the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, regularly talks about the idea that, you know, maybe, you know, a vocational training should be held in just as high esteem as getting a four-year degree, because in many cases, the pay is the same. If you're, you know, a carpenter, you know, a lot of times makes the same pay as your average undergrad student would when they finish. So we are seeing that. We met some employers that are actually saying, we'll help pay for your college if you come here and work. And that maybe means the person stays in college a little bit longer to complete that, though economists did caution that, you know, a teen could put themselves in a bad spot if they decide not to pursue higher education, if they decide to just get the job that's available in this tight labor market, and then a recession hits, they're not going to have that college degree to fall back on. So they need to think hard about that choice.
Are there things being considered? Are there new rules, new laws being considered that would make it easier for teens to work or have certain rules in effect in the workplace that could or couldn't affect teens?
Yes, excellent question. That is definitely happening right now, both at the state and national level. You know, for example, many states put restrictions on, you know, being able to operate heavy machinery until you're 18 years old, being able to drive a commercial truck until you're 21 years old. You know, there's some question, if you pass all the requirements, just because you're 17 years old, does that mean you shouldn't be able to, you know, give someone a ventilator? That could be true for commercial trucking as well. If you're 19 years old and you have a clean driving record and no other problems, is there any reason that you can't drive a truck that a 21-year-old could drive? And certainly lawmakers are looking at making those changes, in part in response because there's some severe worker shortages in fields like trucking and certain manufacturing industries.
Eric Morath is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal who covers labor economics and policy.